This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. World Animal Health Organization issues first global guidelines for African swine fever vaccines. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MDMPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The World Animal Health Organization has released its first comprehensive global guidelines for African swine fever, FEF, vaccines, establishing standardized protocols for vaccine development, testing, and deployment across member states. The guidance represents a major milestone in coordinated international efforts to contain the disease, which has caused significant economic losses in livestock sectors worldwide since its emergence in domestic pig populations. Key takeaways: WHOLP published the first harmonized global framework for ASF vaccine development and evaluation. Guidelines establish minimum standards for vaccine safety, efficacy, and field deployment across all countries. Standardized approach aims to accelerate vaccine availability whilst maintaining rigorous quality oversight. Framework addresses both inactivated and live attenuated vaccine platforms with clear regulatory pathways. 50-plus countries affected by African swine fever outbreaks in recent years, driving urgent need for harmonized vaccine standards. African swine fever vaccine regulatory status by platform type. Distribution of vaccine candidates under development globally by technology type. Live attenuated candidates, 72%, inactivated candidates, 58%, recombinant candidates, 35%, protein subunit candidates, 28%. Source: WHO Vaccine Development Survey, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Establishing unified safety and efficacy standards. The WHO guidelines outline rigorous preclinical and clinical testing protocols that all ASF vaccine candidates must satisfy before approval for field use. These standards specify requirements for laboratory testing, challenge studies in pigs, and monitoring of vaccinated animal herds to confirm protective immunity without adverse effects. The framework distinguishes between inactivated vaccines, which present minimal risk of vaccine strain dissemination, and live attenuated candidates, each requiring tailored evaluation pathways. This differentiation ensures that regulatory approval timelines remain proportionate to documented safety profiles whilst maintaining public health safeguards. The standardization eliminates previous gaps where individual countries applied divergent criteria, creating barriers to mutual recognition and international trade, accelerating vaccine deployment without compromising quality. A central strength of the WHO guidance is its structured pathway for conditional or emergency authorization of ASF vaccines in high-risk regions, provided that developers commit to continuing post-licensure surveillance. This approach balances the urgent epidemiological need for vaccine availability in outbreak zones against the requirement for ongoing safety monitoring and transparency in adverse event reporting. Member states can now adopt these standards to streamline their own national regulatory processes, reducing duplicative assessments and accelerating time to market for safe, effective vaccines. The guidelines also establish protocols for sharing surveillance data across borders, creating a global early warning system for any safety signals that might emerge during widespread deployment. See global health coverage for broader context on international veterinary disease coordination. Implications for smallholder farmers and global trade. African swine fever has devastated smallholder pig farming systems, particularly in low-income countries where pigs represent a crucial income source and food security asset. The availability of quality-assured vaccines, supported by harmonized regulatory approval across WHO members, significantly strengthens opportunities for disease control in resource-limited settings without relying solely on costly culling-based eradication programs. Standardized guidelines also reduce trade friction by enabling countries to accept vaccine-based disease-free status for imported pork and pork products, provided vaccination and surveillance meet internationally agreed criteria. This creates economic incentives for farmers to adopt vaccination protocols, establishing pathways for recovery of productivity whilst containing the virus. Clinical and veterinary professionals seeking detailed implementation guidance may find additional resources in clinical updates. The WHO guidelines established the first globally harmonized regulatory framework for African swine fever vaccines, enabling faster, safer deployment whilst maintaining rigorous quality oversight and cross-border mutual recognition of approvals. World Animal Health Organization, Guidelines for African Swine Fever Vaccines. What this means for farmers: access to quality assured vaccines with standardized safety profiles, enabling disease control without sole reliance on herd culling and supporting recovery of farm income. For veterinarians, unified regulatory criteria for vaccine appraisal and deployment, reducing uncertainty in clinical recommendations and enabling evidence-based risk communication with producers. For policymakers, a transparent, internationally agreed framework for conditional vaccine licensing and post-market surveillance, supporting disease control strategies whilst protecting animal and economic welfare. Frequently asked questions: why does African swine fever require new vaccine guidelines? Previous vaccine development for ASF occurred without coordinated global standards, leading to variable quality, safety, and efficacy profiles across candidate vaccines. The WHO guidelines harmonize these assessments, enabling faster international approval and mutual recognition whilst maintaining rigorous oversight. What are the main vaccine platforms addressed in the guidelines? The framework covers inactivated, killed virus, live attenuated, weakened virus, recombinant, genetic engineering, and protein subunit approaches. Each platform receives tailored preclinical and field testing requirements proportionate to its documented safety profile and efficacy potential. How do the guidelines balance speed of approval with safety? The WHO pathway permits conditional licensing in high-risk regions when safety data are promising but not yet complete, provided developers commit to ongoing post-market surveillance and transparent adverse event reporting. This approach delivers vaccines to affected farmers faster, whilst capturing real-world safety signals as deployment scales. As African swine fever continues to spread across new geographic regions, the availability of globally standardized vaccine guidelines removes a critical bottleneck in outbreak response. The framework now enables national regulators, vaccine manufacturers, and farming communities to act with greater confidence, knowing that approved products meet internationally agreed quality benchmarks. Ongoing surveillance and transparent data sharing will be essential to sustaining confidence in these vaccines as they reach farmers in outbreak zones worldwide. Source: World Animal Health Organization Guidelines for African Swine Fever Vaccines.